A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen said to the people, the elders and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestors persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You received the law as transmitted by angels, but did not observe it. When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, 'Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.' But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witness laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' And when he said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to this, to his execution." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Speaking the truth has consequences. For example, you can be boycotted, you can lose your job, you can be sent to corporate re-education camps like my friends have. That's just to name a few. Here's an experiment. Go to Facebook and type in this: "There are only two genders, male and female." You know what would happen next? Because I can personally testify to it. Your Facebook would light up with a malicious and very, very harmful comments and angry comments. On the darker side, speaking the truth can get you killed. Look at all the Christian martyrs up and down the centuries. Start with Stephen, well, we just read about him today, and go all the way up to the 21 Coptic Christians that were beheaded by ISIS on the beaches of Libya a couple years ago. There are even secular martyrs. Look at Socrates, Martin Luther King, and Gandhi. They were killed simply for speaking the truth. So why is speaking the truth so dangerous? It's dangerous because if truth is something subjective, it's only in your head, rather than something objective that you discover, anyone who says something that's contrary to what is here in my head is a personal attack against me. And I must go out and attack you That's where we are, everyone. All of us are called to discover the truth, because there is an objective truth. And then we're called to live it out and to proclaim it. And we're probably not going to die because we have proclaimed the truth, but we probably are going to suffer, if not already, a white martyrdom. Not a red martyrdom, but a white martyrdom. And this martyrdom is where one's character is attacked, or we're ostracized from family and friends, or maybe even lose our jobs or our financial position. But if you are being persecuted because of your faith, look to Stephen. His serenity in a dire situation shows us the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who gives us the courage to endure persecution gracefully. And that's what you saw with St. Stephen.